I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for July 15, 2026. A grassroots group that opposes data centers interrupted Mayor Craig Greenberg's weekly conference yesterday. Amina Elahi reports on the protest.
The protesters briefly brought Greenberg's weekly address to a standstill. No Data Center 502 opposes all data center construction in Louisville. Its members are against the hyperscale facility plan for Campground Road, and they say Greenberg has refused to meet with them. Here's how he reacted.
We always are appreciative of action and energy and activism, and I know that those individuals are advocating for what is another very important issue that our community is dealing with.
Louisville is in the process of developing regulations for new data centers. I'm Amina Elahi in Louisville.
Two more Kentucky school districts are expanding access to preschool under a pilot program. Governor Andy Beshear has called for universal pre-K for years, but the Republican-controlled General Assembly has not included funding for it in its recent two-year state budgets. One of the districts getting a pre-K pilot program is the Glasgow Independent School System, led by Superintendent Chad Muhlenkamp.
We know from the study after study and our own personal experience, the first 5 years are crucial. If a student is behind on day one, we spend years playing catch up. This initiative will help put a stop to that gap before it even begins.
Franklin County Public Schools will also participate in the pilot for the upcoming school year, joining Robertson and Rockcastle counties, which were in the inaugural counties of the program. Governor Beshear issued an executive order in May that created the pilot project. The General Assembly's Republican supermajority has raised concerns about the cost on school districts to build new facilities and hire more staff. They also have concerns that universal pre-K would put private childcare centers out of business. The state already funds some public preschools for four-year-olds in families with incomes below 160% of the federal poverty line. Three- and four-year-olds with disabilities also qualify. Residents in Louisville's Highland neighborhood have agreed to back off a petition to restrict alcohol sales along parts of Bardstown Road. It was part of a deal announced yesterday afternoon between the residents, bar and restaurant owners, and city officials. Metro Councilmember Ben Renko-Weber, who also represents the area, says a key part of the deal is the city's commitment to maintain a higher level of law enforcement in the area. The agreement also includes longer-term initiatives, like creating a continuing education program for bars and restaurants, and crafting a strategic plan for the future of Bardstown Road. The Casey County City of Liberty has finished a project to help restore water levels at its lake as it deals with a dwindling water supply. Shepard Snyder has more on the story.
Liberty residents have been grappling with a drought and aging water infrastructure. Last month, the city enacted a local state of emergency and restrictions on outdoor water use. To help solve the problem, crews constructed a pipeline from the nearby Green River into Lake Liberty, the city's main source of water. Liberty Operations Manager Alan Spar says they've began pumping hundreds of gallons of water through the pipeline Monday.
Yesterday, for example, I think we put in about 350,000 gallons of water from the river to there.
The city is asking residents to boil water for at least a week as the new water source is introduced to the lake. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
Jefferson County Clerk David Yates picked a friend and business partner to be his office's chief operating officer. That drew more criticism from government watchdogs who spoke to the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting's Satchel Walton.
David Yates and the COO he appointed in January, Troy LeBlanc, go back a decade. Today, along with their wives, the two own millions in real estate. Facebook posts show the two together at birthday and 4th of July parties in the 2021 Derby. Yates hired LeBlanc after a consultant, LeBlanc's mother, recommended Yates create a COO position. LeBlanc owns a chain of vape stores, but lacks experience in elections or government IT, areas he's now leading for the clerk's office. A spokesperson for Yates declined an interview, but defended the hire. I'm Satchel Walton in Louisville.
Last week, a federal judge in eastern Kentucky escalated the sanctions he imposed on Kentucky Fuel Corp, a coal company owned by U.S. Senator Jim Justice of West Virginia. Judge Gregory Van Tatenhove ordered Jim Justice's son, Jay Justice, and an associate, Stephen Ball, to pay more than $17 million in lost tonnage royalties, including interest. Additionally, he ordered Justice and Ball to pay more than $1 million in attorney's fees, fines, and interest in a case that has stretched for over a decade. In the 2012 lawsuit, New London Tobacco Market and 5 Mile Energy accused Kentucky Fuel of failing to pay mine royalties and retainer fees. Learn more when you visit us online at weku.org and on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.